So hello, everybody, and welcome to our fifth of our trainings for our Practice Accelerator. This is a carryover from the 2018 training series because it was around the holidays and we didn't have a lot of people that could make it to this training. And I really felt like rather than just having you go back and watch a recording, I wanted to be able to talk about this in person and help you guys with your own strategies for creating your webinars and creating something where you're going to make an offer to your clients. So I really, I love what we're going to talk about. We're going to go as deep as you guys need to want to. I'll present some stuff, but I'm going to, as we usually do in these trainings, stop along the way and ask you to give some thought to how we can put this into action for you. Okay. So is everybody ready to start? Your offer webinar, right? This is fun. Annette's in the process of doing hers now. Yay. We've had quite a number of conversations and everything from how you name it to what points you talk about, how deep you go into it or not deep. And we'll see that going not so deep is better than going too deep because you don't want to lose people. And then how you position your offer in terms of what they need and more so what they want. Because one of the positioning factors that a lot of us need to keep in mind is that we want to offer them what they want and give them what they need. They should be overlapping, but a lot of times they think what they need is a diet because they want to lose weight. And what they need is a lifestyle overhaul and metabolic reset to be able to get their body to naturally lose weight and maintain it. So that's what I mean by give them what they want. So if we go and we sell a metabolic reset, we're going to reset your metabolism, reset your hormones. There may be an audience where that is exciting too, but there's an audience where they go, but am I going to lose weight? Am I going to have more energy, et cetera? So you want to be able to position your webinar training so that you're addressing their symptoms. You're addressing what is most on their mind. And you're leading them to realize what the root cause of that is. So they say, oh, wow, what I really need is this. So one of my mentors did a presentation on this and she talked about how somebody was saying they had headaches, right? So this coach did a webinar on dealing with people with headaches. What she was selling was a water filter. Water filtration unit. So she did everything in that presentation to talk about how the headaches can be caused by buildup of toxicity and you needed to be drinking pure water and talked about how, you know, buy it at the store. It's not necessarily good. Here's what you need. And she made an offer for a water filter, right? So for us, like for me, what I do is I sell in people into a webinar that tells them that I'm going to help them with their belly fat, brain fog, and burnout. They're not thinking they have a blood sugar imbalance, although some of them are because they're educated. But what I do is I teach them and I lead them in that presentation to really the cause of these symptoms and how they come together is you've got a blood sugar imbalance and you need to get that in order. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. How do I do that? Ah, well, do I have a used car for you to buy today? My used car will help you balance your blood sugar. Right. And so that's some of what Annette's going to be working on doing in the one she has scheduled in the end of the month, working at what is the top of mind problem that these people in her audience, which is moms of diabetics, type 1 diabetics, what's the top of mind problem for them? Right. So we're going to be thinking about what's the top of mind problem for your people. All right. So where this fits into our, you know, our whole system is to get you to create a signature talk down here. And if you can create one signature talk that you can then, you know, shift a little bit depending on where you're asked to do it or whether you're doing it on your own webinar, whether you're allowed to make an offer or not, you still want them to get to the point where they realize, oh my God, I have this problem and I need your help because you are uniquely qualified to help me with this. When you do a webinar like this and you can make an offer and you don't, what you do is you set up your competition for success or somebody else that offers what you offer and they're going to find it. Because if you do a really good job on your webinar and you get them to go, wow, I really need this support, and you don't offer them anything, or you're fluffy in making your offer that they're not going, oh, wow, she really can help me. They're going to find somebody else to help them, right? So we want to make it clear. Now, if you create this webinar and you're doing it on at somebody else's stage where you're not allowed to make an offer, but you are allowed to give them something free, then your offer is going to be some kind of really nice, nifty free download that they have to go to your website, give you the name, and you give them, and then you can make your offer. You can bring them into another presentation where you can make an offer. You can send them emails where you make an offer. But the goal is, I loved what Bill Barron said this. It really hit home for me. The goal in your enrollment conversation or in your webinar is not to get them to agree to do services with you. It's to get them to be aware they have this problem and it's critically important that they get it solved. You just happen to be there to offer them a way to get it solved. Does that make sense? Is that making sense? So that's where I want to get you guys to. So you're going to be solving their most burning problems. So when you're thinking about doing a webinar to say, Janet, say you come up with a, you know, 7 weeks to balancing your lifestyle foundations or something like that, whatever it is you come up with, what is the burning problem that your specific audience is having that's going to make them want to come out and spend an hour of their time getting educated? You know, Mahela, maybe it's the women with those debilitating cramps at their period time, right? And they're like, oh, I can't even make it to work during this time. You're going to easily sell them into a free webinar that does that. But if you go, I'm doing a webinar on liver detox pathways, and that might help you with your hormone balance, they're going to go, yeah, maybe someday, right? I just have such debilitating menstrual cramps, I can't even make it to your freaking webinar because I'm too doubled over in pain. So you address their most burning problem. What's keeping them awake at night? What's getting in the way? How are they wording it? Right? So talking to people in your target audience, Annette did a little survey out on some of the groups and said to get the language that they were using, right? Make the beeping stop. Just want to sleep through the night without the darn beeping. You know, what are they saying? And then you're going to use that language in your promotion, right? To get them to come here. And then how do you help? Stir their emotion. Keep that in mind. If they're awake at night, depressed, and they can't sleep, that's what you want to do. If that's a common theme, a common problem in your audience, right? So I know, Janet, we talked at one point you were going to do the help your grandkids get healthy, right? Is that what they're saying? And maybe they are. Maybe they're like, my grandkids, I'm so worried about them. They're on all this medication. They're at ADD and they're only 17. Imagine what's going to happen later. If that's what they're saying, then that's a webinar that you can do to address that with them. So asking people in your target audience, Mahela, what are they saying? They may not say it the way you as a pharmacist says it. Oh, I have dysmenorrhea and it disrupts, you know, 3 days of my month. No, I'm doubled over in pain and I feel like I want to die. I want to curl up in a ball in the corner. You're going to stir their emotion. Okay. So we're going to start with a good title that's going to help them to see that that's what the problem is. Part of this whole thing is education, right? That's why we're doing a webinar. We're going to educate them. You're the expert. You're going to educate them about the key points they need to know about what's going on to help them make a decision to get this problem solved. And you're going to offer a solution. How do they get out of this little maze, right? You're going to help them with the most direct path to get out, right? If there's a circuitous path that gets them out, like, well, you could read this and then you can go here and then you can try this and that versus, oh, this is what I've found works in the hundreds of people I've spoken to with this problem. Make sense? So for Lisa, you're not selling them an analysis. You're selling them an understanding of the root cause that has skirted all these other practitioners they've been to with these mysterious symptoms. And you're selling them on there is a solution. And when you apply my methodical step-by-step method of assessing and going through and teaching you lifestyle and addressing that, that's when we're going to get the change. And I'm going to take a guess that that's what's been missing for you. Does that make sense? So we want to sometimes sell them all the geeky science. They want the solution. They want the solution that gets rid of their headache, whatever that headache might be. And inspiring. In this webinar, your goal is to be inspiring. You're going to inspire them to take action. You're going to create urgency about it, right? And that's where maybe some of the back end stuff, where what long term, if you ignore this, is going to happen to you. If you ignore this debilitating fatigue long term, and what it means is this is happening, and maybe your blood sugar is out of balance and you don't even know it, long term, that can lead you to a heart attack, a stroke, Alzheimer's, and using the language that they may use about things they fear. Is that making sense? That's the goal of this whole thing. You guys, you know, all of you had a call with me where we went through and figured out this kind of thing. If you're trying to get them into a premium program, so Lisa, you know, you say, oh, I don't feel like doing those group programs anymore, but you can have a webinar that gets recorded, that people come to your website, that they go watch, right? That takes them through the stages of, you know, the mysterious symptoms or whatever. That's your premium program. If you're creating like Annette is creating and going to be delivering at the end of February, a program in the range of, you know, $300, $200, $500, somewhere in that range, that's your front door product. And your webinar sits out here in the free content. So we always want something free that's going to get them to part with their dollars. And the more that they have to pay to part with their dollars, the more convincing you need to be. Like, Mahala, you say you have this webinar that you've pre-recorded and it's on detox, right? You want to be able to tie that in to the symptoms that these people are having, because most people don't want to come to a detox webinar. They want to come to a webinar that's going to help them get rid of their menstrual cramps or their headaches or whatever else is keeping them awake at night. Make sense? So here is where we're going to map out, before you do your webinar, map out the services you're offering, whether it's a private coaching 3-month program, or whether it's a 6-week teleseminar series, or whether it's a VIP day with you. These are the pieces you need. And map out what is the offer you're going to be making from this webinar. And you're going to reverse engineer the webinar from knowing what the offer is. I've done it both ways. I've done it where I didn't know what the heck I was going to be offering, because I just wanted to do a webinar and like, what do I offer? You know, this is what I want to tell them. What can I offer? That's not the way to do it. Like, oh, I'm interested in talking about thyroid health. Let me do that. Well, what can I offer them at the end of that? No, what is it you want to offer them? What is it that is going to give them that transformation? And you can go ahead and do this. And we did do a talk in, I think, I don't remember, it was the third or the fourth, one of our trainings. We went through the coaching program and the template, and you can go back and make sure that you do that. Okay, so the webinar, yay. Okay, so we need a juicy title. So write this down. What does the juicy title contain? The juicy title is going to name or hint at who your audience is. So what a problem that they're really burning to solve, one or two, I wouldn't go for too many. And then a pain point. So for example, the ones that work well have a number in the title, 3, 5. 3 is better because it's smaller, right? If you have to do 5, do 5. Usually what's been found in the marketing industry is that the odd numbers sell better. So let me give you an example of a juicy title. Actually, Annette's title was beautiful and juicy. Annette's title is the 3, I can't remember whether it was mistakes, misconceptions, myths, or something.
We went with blunders.
Blunders, the 3 blunders that, so you tell us your thing. You're still there. I didn't see you. Go ahead and tell them your
That's
title.
That's fine, because I'm fighting with a kitten, so I shut my camera off. Was the 3 blunders parents of type 1s make that can seriously impact the health of their child.
That wasn't what. Okay. I think you cut something out. It was the long-term health consequences.
Long-term health consequences, you're correct.
Consequences. It was like the 3
Top three blunders parents of type 1 diabetics make that put their kids at risk for long-term health consequences.
There. Do you see how that hits the heart of a parent, right? Oh, I don't want to make a mistake that's going to put this kid at risk for long-term health consequences. Because that is what type 1 parents worry about. Because they hear about all the horrific stuff that can happen long-term, right? Blindness, retinopathy, right? Nephropathy, kidney failure, the peripheral neuropathies, heart attack, stroke, all these things. So that's a juicy title. So the number we came up with: blunders, mistakes, myths, misconception. A lot of times that hits people right there, because they're like, oh my God, am I doing it to myself? What can I be doing? What mistakes? I've done ones like three mistakes even experienced practitioners make that put their clients at risk of whatever, that kind of thing. So I'm kind of naming the person. Some titles we don't necessarily name the person, but, you know, naming the person or hinting at it. Holistic health practitioners, chronic fatigue sufferers, right? Grandparents of ADD kids. I don't know. I'm just throwing them out there, right? Women suffering with menstrual cramps, middle-aged women, women approaching menopause, menopausal women, that sort of thing. So we need a juicy title. Okay, so write down for yourself, what are some of those pain points that your audience is suffering from? And the reason I say three main data points, I've done webinars where I'm doing 7 or 10 because I'm overly ambitious. You lose people after a while. They can't keep them straight. Everybody can keep 3 straight in their mind. So pick your top 3 data points that you want to explain, the top 3 of the mistakes. Annette can name many mistakes that these parents are making. She picked the top 3 mistakes. Do you want to share what those mistakes are that you picked?
The eat and cover. We let your kid eat anything you want, and then you just medicate, give them more medication as you go. Lost my notes. Waiting too long to get the continuous glucose monitor because it will really help control the blood sugar, and then lack of self-care for the parents that can lead them to make mistakes.
Okay. You see how her parents are going to relate to those kinds of things? Because the eat and cover is a biggie. Oh my God, right? That's the thing that the doctors are telling them to do. Yeah, don't worry about what you feed them. Just give them more insulin. And if they go too low, just have candy handy to get them back up. And these poor kids are on this yo-yo, and we all know what that can be doing to their blood vessels, their kidneys, their retinas, etc. So that's what she's going to cover in it. And you want then the data points to lead into your offer. So you do them in kind of, sometimes it's reverse order, so that the last data point you do is the one that's going to closely align with the offer. So if Annette is talking about an offer related to parents taking care of themselves so that they can better take care of their kids, then she's going to do that data point last. If her whole thing or her whole offer was something that was going to help them to feed the kid better so they don't have to eat and cover, but no, this is a problem, why this is a problem, et cetera, she would put that data point last. Is that making sense? Does anybody have any ideas or questions so far? No, you're good. So when you go from your offer, let me see what the next slide is. Yeah, okay. Let me just move on and I'll come back to this slide in a moment. Cause I want to just make sure I cover these. I covered these, right? So the juicy title components, and you'll have these slides, you already do. The number, 3 or 5, don't go more than 5. It's really hard. I did a webinar. I know it was an in-person one. One of my first ones ages ago. I did it locally in person, and it was the 3 myths about fatigue that every woman needs to know. And I forget what the rest of it was, but it was the 3 myths. And I covered 3 different myths that, you know, people are thinking about it. And I covered what the implications were about fatigue and how that was impacting the whole rest of their body. So 3 myths. three misconceptions, three blunders. And I'll have a sheet that I'm going to post with this. I'm just going to make myself a note to make sure I give that to Jazzy. I have a sheet that has some samples of titles. Will that be helpful for you if you had a sheet that had some sample titles, like a template and then some samples? Yeah? Okay. So those words work. It could be secrets. It could be strategies, you know, little known strategies is one. When people go, oh, I'm going to learn something that other people don't know. You know, with Lisa, you might even throw in that most doctors don't know. Little known secrets most doctors don't know, blah, blah, blah. Make sense? Name your audience and then the consequence if they don't do this, right? So we had a consequence there. Mistakes moms of diabetics are making. What's the consequence that can lead to long-term health kit risks or put their kid at risk of long-term health consequences? So what's the consequence if they don't do your program? Right? They're going to stay fatigued. They're going to stay exhausted. They're going to get more exhausted. If there is an underlying imbalance, that imbalance isn't going to get corrected and it's going to get worse and worse and may actually lead to some really serious risk factors. Make sense? And if you're having PMS now, God bless you when you get to menopause because it's going to be brutal because you don't fix that imbalance, right? It's going to be awful. And the consequences, like say for Mihaela's people, is that they don't, they have financial issues, right? Because if they're debilitated and they have to be off of work for 3 to 5 days a month, their job could be at risk. Or they just may be stuck in a position where they're not even considered as a candidate for a promotion or other things like that, right? If they're a contractor, if they're, you know, an entrepreneur and they lose time at work, that's money. Time is money. That's not billable hours that they could be billing. So we look at what those things are. Let me go here. Okay, so we're going to go back to this chart on the main data points and talk about those. So it's really important to follow the what, why, ramifications, and actions. The what, why, how, and what to do about it, basically. What, why, how, and what to do about it. So if you mention... what was it? Cover, eat and cover, right? So she may just throw out there, the first blunder that you're making is eat and cover. And some people may relate to that terminology, others may not. So let me tell you what eat and cover is. That's when you feed your kid anything you want, whether it's healthy or not, and you just cover it up with more insulin. Why is that important? Well, here's what's happening when you're giving them more insulin. Here's the risks associated with excess insulin. Here's the risks associated with too much insulin. And then the short term is that they get a blood sugar low. That's going to wake you up in the middle of the night. That's putting them at risk of ending up in the hospital in a coma, which is not where you want to go. So she could talk about why it's important, why it needs to be addressed, and what are the implications? What are the consequences? She could weave in her story there. I ended up in the ER with my kid in a coma for 4 days. Right? This is what I want you to avoid. And what action can you take? She'll give them a small action that they could do right away and see a response. Okay? So avoid the foods that, learn the foods that raise the insulin levels, that cause the sugar to go up, and make substitutions, healthy swaps, right? I have a healthy swap guide that I share with people that I take through my program. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Wow. She has a program. Interesting. So you just seeded your program. You seeded this great handout that they would want to get their hands on for healthy swaps. And now you've put that first data point to bed. Now you go on to the second data point and you do the same thing. What is it? What does it mean? Especially if you came up with a catchy title for it. What does it mean? Why is it important? What's going to happen if you don't take care of this? And what's one thing you can do right now? And then you can use that opportunity to seed. You don't want to always seed like the same thing, but you know, one of my one-on-one clients, I told to do this and it was so important that I'm going to share this one with you that helped her so much or him so much. You're seeding throughout here that you work with people and you have a handle on solving this problem. So it's what, why it's important, long-term implications. So what, why, how, and then one thing they can do. Don't give them 12 things they can do. Because what happens if you give them 12 things they could do? They're not going to buy your program. You've already given them 12 things that they have to work into their schedule, right? And teases wherever you can about like a guide. Oh, I have this really cool guide, right? And you don't even have to say it's in my program or I'll tell you about how to get it later. You just say it and they go, huh, she's got this really cool guide. I'm going to have to ask her, how do I get that guide? You want to be creating this, I want to know what she does. I want to know how she does it. So any questions about the data points? So when you're doing this, these are the main components. So when you're doing your webinar, you want to start by weaving in how, why they should be listening to you. And this doesn't mean you do what a lot of people do, which is tell a 15-minute story of everything rah, 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 me, right? You want to tell what's called a turning point story or a hero's journey story. And that hero's journey story would go something like this. Well, you know, right now I'm good. My menstrual cycles are really healthy. I have lots of energy. I don't have those dips, but oh my gosh, it used to be awful around my cycles. And then I discovered this. I went back to school. I did this. I put together trainings, etc. And this is where I am right now. It's a turning point story. You take them into the depths of where you were. The turning point was when I discovered the importance of the liver in detoxification and how my day-to-day activities were not supporting me in keeping my liver detoxifying my hormones. When I discovered that and I put into action a plan, I went through and I learned this, I studied that, I did this, I put together a plan for myself, and it shifted everything completely. And then I decided to change careers and go into, you know, the medical profession so I could share this with other people. That's one example of a turning point story. But what's your turning point story? But how does it relate to the particular things that you're going to be teaching them? I tell a story about my blood sugar being out of balance and, you know, and how I discovered that I could get it back in balance and I had to change my diet and detox my liver and all that. What's your turning point story? Keep it short. You can always weave components in it later. You want to set it up as a credibility. So now I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I'm a registered pharmacist. I do this and that and the other thing. You know, I'm a certified health coach. I've done transpersonal energy healing and I'm about to get my certification there. I've learned how to work with people. You know, I'm a clinical nutritionist. I've taken graduate courses, doctorate level courses in advanced nutrition. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've helped thousands of people to get their health back, hundreds, whatever. What is it that you can give them in a short nugget that doesn't sound like, oh God, just get with the program here, that it's related and it sets you up as, oh, I want to listen to her. She sounds like, you know, I can relate to her and she knows what she's talking about. Does that make sense? So that's where you start and you weave that into the beginning and then you go into your data points. You count them backwards from your data points. You want to hook them into your offer. How do you do that? Well, you start to think about what is it? What is that thing that's going to grab them? Like a fishing hook, right? Right now I've told them what some of these problems are. What is it going to get them to bite? What's the bait that's going to get them to bite? And I don't mean to use it in a negative or derogatory way, but you want to be thinking this. How do I get them from being interested to being ready to consume, right? So thinking about a hook, and we give you an example of a hook. Let me come back to that one. I always have trouble coming up with a hook without having the exact thing. And we can go through this. As you guys put this together, I can help you with that hook. Once I see your data points laid out, it's hard for me in a vacuum to do that. What's the benefits of getting this resolved, right? For, I'll just use Annette as an example because she's pretty far along in creating it, is you don't get the beep, beep, beep all night long and you can actually have a good night's sleep. And then the next day, you're going to be a good mom instead of the cranky, irritable mom that's snapping at all the kids when it's because you haven't had a good night's sleep. Family vacations, she mentioned, like these people talk about, I can't go on a vacation because I've got to worry about this kid, and I've always got to drag all these medications along, and I've got to, you know, be careful about where we go to eat and blah, blah, blah. You know, you talk about what the benefits are of fixing this problem. What if you could wake up every morning feeling refreshed? What if you could pack for a family vacation and just make sure you take some and know exactly what to pack food-wise and supplement-wise that's going to keep your kids safe? What if you could be that happy mom with your older two kids because you stopped being that when the third kid ended up with the diabetes or whatever that might be? What are the benefits to them getting this solved and getting it solved now? And what's the downside of not taking action? You know, and again, with Annette's, it's easy to come up with those, and all of you can come up with that. The downside of not taking action, you're putting your kid at risk, amputations, kidney problems, blindness, and just not having a normal life and cutting the life expectancy short, ending up in the emergency room, which a lot of people do because the kid goes into a diabetic coma, ketoacidosis, right? Getting them into DKA, right? You're in this risk. You're constantly worrying about the health of this kid, right? So what are those downsides for them? And then why do they want to buy it now? Well, the normal price of this program is $300. Since you're on this webinar, it's $100. Or closing registration on Friday because we're starting this. It's a live program and we're starting it on Monday. Or if you are doing private coaching offers, you can say, well, I only have room for 5 people, 3 a month. 3 of those slots are already filled. I only have 2 spots left. That's actually, that worked for me without intention twice. Once at SIV, when I was offering the program and I offered this Gold Plus program for the first time, I didn't know if anybody was going to buy it because it was quite a lot more expensive than the others. And I said, and then I have this program and this is, you get, I only have 2 seats left in this because I've, or what did I say, 4 seats left in this because I've already filled a couple of them. And all of a sudden, people were literally standing up and running to the back of the room because they wanted those seats. And we oversold it. I had them come up to me and I had to take on more both years in a row in that level because we oversold it before we could say no. Right. So when you create that urgency, I only take in 3 people a month at this. And if you want to get started right away, you know, let's get started now. Or it starts on Monday, you know, or I have these bonuses, right? Packing in bonuses. What kind of things can you give them? When you go into what your program contains, keep it short, short and sweet. That's a mistake I've made over and over again. And go into all the details. And in module 1, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. And then we're going to go to module 2 and they go, huh? The high points, right? The benefits, the results. What are they going to get from module 1, module 2, module 3, module 4, module 5? And then risk reversal, you may or may not do. I know some people, like Lynn says, I'm not doing that risk reversal stuff, is like a money back guarantee. You won't want to do that on a private coaching program, obviously. But if you've got a program like, look, try this out for 30 days, 2 weeks, 14 days, 2 months, whatever it is. And if it just doesn't fit in your lifestyle, you're unable to do it, you're not seeing results, we'll just give you your money back. So then you get a lot of people to do that. And some people say, well, you get a lot of people who buy it with the intent that they're going to get a refund. That does happen. But usually the numbers that you get will outweigh the few that decide that they're doing it for that reason. Does that make sense? You know, so I may sell, if I have that risk reversal, I may be able to get 100 people to sign up for my program, where if I didn't, maybe I only got 75. And of that 100, that extra 25, maybe 2 of them decide that they're going to get the refund. Make sense? Unless your program is just doesn't work, or it's so hard that nobody wants to do it. And that's really what the components are of a webinar. And what I'd recommend that you do is, when you're ready to do this, you play this back. And you make sure that your program's really clear. And then you come to me with your questions and come to the coaching calls and let's work on this thing. So any questions or comments at this point?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, do you recommend doing a live one and then maybe later on having a evergreen thing?
Absolutely. And some people just record it and put it up. You don't know how it worked, right? If you haven't done it live, it may be a piece of crap and nobody buys, right? So what I do is I'll do it live, and then I'll see how it works. So for example, over the summer, I did that, the hazards of paleo, keto, and plant-based diets. And I did that once. I did that only once. And I put that up there, and we had 250 people buy that night. Was that a successful webinar? You bet. So I put that webinar on Evergreen. And I didn't even send people there deliberately. I just said, hey, if you missed it last night, go there. And we ended up with another 250 people buy it just by watching that webinar. But I knew it worked. I've gone on webinars and had two people buy. Like, do I want to make that an Evergreen? No, I'm going to do it again live. I'm going to do it again live until I get it right. I was planning on doing that one live several times. I'm like, do I really want to mess with this? It worked so well, right? It was probably the best converting webinar I'd ever done. It was only 550 only. It's a lot of people, but there were 550 people. And by the end of that night, 250 had bought it. But it was a low end offer, and you're going to get more that way. But still, I was like, whatever I did, that worked. You know, that worked. I'm going to save that one. Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people want to get, oh yeah, I'm only going to do it once and then put it in Evergreen and just play it. And if it works well, then you have ways that you get somebody to opt in for something on your site and they go to the webinar. You don't have them opt in for the webinar. That will, I will tell you. Generally speaking, you offer them a gift, a downloadable. Download your, you know, special lab testing sheet that you should take to your doctor. Download the 5 top strategies for this. Download, you know, 3 recipes that help with reversing the imbalances that cause PMS. You know, download your, and then when they download it, you can either have the webinar recorded right there that they can watch, or you can say, hey, I've got this webinar. You can pick your time and you can use one of those webinar scheduling services. I do find that the people who schedule and then watch it will tend to be more likely to buy because you can put a time limit on it versus if you just send them to a page and it has the video. How many of those have you gotten that you just stick it? Oh, I'm going to watch that when I have time. 3 years later, you still didn't have time. Whereas if you have to go and sign up for watching it Thursday at 3 o'clock, and if they're evergreen, you can have so many times that it's going to work for people. And then they put it on their calendar and they watch. And I know that people watched that one webinar all the way to the end because we put up the thing. And at the end of that one, I had to actually go back and edit it. I said, if you sign up tonight, we'll give this to you for $47 instead of $97. And people were listening there, not realizing that it was recorded. And they were like, wait a minute, it says 47. And then when I clicked, it was 97 on the order form. So I ended up having to go back and take that piece out. So I know people were listening all the way to the end. And some people bought it at the 97. They figured, oh, well, I guess I missed the window. 97 is still a good price. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. What were you selling for that program?
I was selling my 2-day live stream.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That was like my SIV equivalent, right? Okay. I sold that. And, you know, $47 for a 2-day live stream with all that it gave, it was dumb not to buy it, right?
Yeah.
97 was dumb not to buy it, right? It should have been 200, 300, 400, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you make an irresistible offer and you get a lot of people to do it. I did that on my very first webinar where I made an offer and I didn't do any of this right. I just went out there and said, I just want to do a webinar. Oh, what should I offer on this webinar? I just learned that I should offer things on a webinar. Oh, I want to teach people how to read their own lab. So I'm going to offer the Balance Your Body Blueprint thing, but I didn't call it that. I just told them, I'm going to offer this program. It's going to be $97 if you sign up now. The price is going to go up next week when I figure out what it's actually going to be. I mean, I just made this real, but the result is you're going to empower it. I just gave them all the results and half the people or almost a third of the people on that call bought it. For $97. And there was only 103 people on it and 35 of them bought it. But I didn't know what it was. But I was just selling them the results. And that taught me later as I started to get better at this and I'd go into all the details. You get 14 videos and 27 downloads and, you know, and they didn't want to hear that. They wanted to hear what the results were. And people literally wrote to me and said, I don't know what I just bought. It sounded really good and I'm looking forward to it. Right, because I sold them on the benefits, and that's where really selling them on the benefits of what the work you're going to do with them is doing. Does that make sense? So what I would love to do, I'm going to stop this backup recording and have that just be content. And then we'll continue to record on Zoom. And I can leave that slide up for now. So I would love to hear from each of you what you would like to, just in general, what kind of ideas have come to you about doing a webinar? Lisa?
I mean, I kind of have moved into this area where I'm dealing with like the terrain, right? Dealing with complex cases or mysterious illness or chronic illness. And I don't know if that's just too, you know, too much dealing with ill people or is there a way of broadening it, you know, for people who go to doctors and they don't feel well, but the doctor says they don't have anything wrong with them or, you know.
Yes, obvious. Absolutely. Those are the people, those are all included with that. Those are the people who have problems that they're not feeling well, but their doctors are telling them nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
So what are they thinking? What are they saying? What kind of problem? You know, top three strategies that most doctors overlook when dealing with chronic long-term symptoms or something like that. You know, like hitting, I would hit it. I would hit that piece because whether they're very ill and the doctors have missed it, or they're just like, I'm fatigued and the doctor said, my thyroid's fine. And my, this is fine. And my, that's fine. But I know there's other things. So like talking about the top three things that that are being missed by other health professionals.
So like I thought, you know, they don't feel well, but medical tests come back normal and ongoing digestive disturbances, unexplained fatigue and tiredness. Or constantly ill with infections, colds, and infections.
Yeah, but the what you wanna you wanna give it in a point where you can do the what, why, how, mm-hmm. right? So going back to where is it? Right, the what, why, how. So making those points, the data points, be something that they can go, oh. That's why this keeps happening. So I liked the first one you said, which was, I don't feel well. The doctor says nothing's wrong with me. I leave and I still don't know what's going on, right? And coming up with a name of that. I called it in one of my webinars, I called it multiple practitioner syndrome. You know, you go to this practitioner, that you're looking for a solution. Nobody seems to be able to offer you a problem. What is it, right? Multiple, and then you explain it and you've had these mysterious symptoms and nobody seems to be able to explain it. And you go from this practitioner to that. If you're all, try a specialist, I'll try a naturopath, I'll try this. Why is this important? Because you don't feel well. It doesn't matter if they can't find a box to put you in. If they can't find a diagnosis, there's still something out of balance and they're not looking at balance. They're looking for a disease and maybe you don't have a disease yet. That's the ramifications, but keep going with this. And that imbalance turns into a disease, and maybe there's some damage that's being happening inside, but these doctors don't know how to test for it. So what's the action? I would run a certain set of tests with you, do a very comprehensive exam or, you know, history type of thing, and really look for what are some of the commonalities and what are some of the imbalances that could be leading to this. And there may be some tests that are functional tests that most doctors don't know anything about, that we can actually figure out what's going on with you, right? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another point where you can do that same thing, right? So multiple practitioner syndrome. What are the mistakes that people make when they're trying to solve their long-term or things that are overlooked? The interactions between the different body systems and hormones. That's something that doctors miss. What you don't realize is that what you're presenting with is an endocrine disruption, a digestive disruption, but they're not looking because you don't have diarrhea and bloating. But digestive disturbances, I like what you said about that, so we'll figure out a way to word it. Digestive disturbances can lead to skin rashes. It can lead to brain fog, memory impairment. It doesn't just lead to symptoms that are obvious, menstrual disorders, et cetera, et cetera. So you tie those things in that what you know, right? Does that make sense? Unmute. There you go. Nope, you're not unmuted yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, no, that's... So I would reach enough people, I guess
that's... Tons of them. Look at how many people came to... We had thousands of people sign up for that thing, you know, the webinars that I do, right? You're going to reach people, especially when you use the term that most practitioners, that even experienced practitioners often miss. Mm-hmm. Right? And they're going, oh, what does she know that these other practitioners don't? I've been to 14 of them. Maybe she knows something that they don't. Mm-hmm. Right? And there's plenty of those people. Don't worry about it. Because you're not offering a program where you need to sign up 5,000 people or even 500 people. You're looking for a very small group that you can sign up for very intensive work with you. So you don't need a huge audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense?
Would you think that it should stay one-to-one or could it be a small group program?
Small group programs are awesome. I like them even better than one-to-one. If you offer a small group program, you can structure your program so that you have these 5 to 6 people groups, mm-hmm. and they also get one-on-ones.
Yes. Yes.
But a lot of the similarities, right, go and happen in the small group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I know people who charge $5,000 for a 6-month small group program.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they charge a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of creating the webinar that creates that demand and that need, and then figuring out who are you going to show it to. If you're doing Facebook ads, for example, what are some of the groups that you would be targeting to see this ad? If you were doing, other people, right, other practitioners who may have more general approaches, then how could you get in front of their people to offer this more in depth and then offer them, you know, a finder's fee or something like that. So there's a lot of approaches for building this.
Okay.
Okay. Janet, any thoughts for you as to what you might want to focus a webinar on and what you might want to offer?
Well, all the things that I listened to you talk about is what I just want to jump in and do. And of course, I am beyond even zero in knowing this. It's like when I first started years ago with a program, I didn't know, I knew the words individually, but when you put them in a sentence, I didn't know what it meant. And I feel the same way with this. It's what I want to do, learning how to put it all together to get there. And sometimes I get excited about it and then I just feel paralyzed. It's like, there is just so much, there are so many parts. So I'm still assimilating all of this. I know it will come together for me when I'm ready to put it into action. I have the resources now. But one thing that came up to me for something to use to say, the word paralyzed came up for people that feel that way. And then running a race, I feel I can't win.
Ooh.
And I thought, wow, I feel that way. I think there's a lot of people that feel that way. I'm trying. I'm doing this one. I'm doing, I can't get in the winner's circle. I can't get there. Why?
Yeah.
So as you talk, I get these ideas and I write them down because I know at some point this is all going to just come together and then I'm ready. So I just listen and I keep listening to all of you and writing it down. In fact, I have this really basic question. Lisa said something about evergreen something. What was that?
Okay. I'll give you an example. Excuse me. Have you ever seen an email that comes in and says, join us for this XYZ webinar, right?
Yeah.
And go there and it says, pick your date, pick your time.
Oh, okay.
Right? They've recorded that webinar live, or maybe they just did it in a studio, and they put it on a platform. There's several of them. One is called EverWebinar. That's what we use. And it just plays it over and over again for them.
Oh.
But the advantage of doing that versus sending somebody just a recording is that they have to schedule time in their calendar to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right? They may not even after they schedule it, but then you have the ability to follow up with them and say, hey, I see that you missed it because the system records who made it and didn't. I see you missed it. We're doing it again, you know, and if we're going to be, you know, doing it again over the next few days, pick a time to do it. And you can keep egging them on until they actually do it.
Right.
Makes sense. Works way better than sending them a replay.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Yes. No, I have had those emails to me. Oh, you missed it. Because I did pick a day and sign up and then I couldn't make it. And
I've had that happen over and over again. And if they're good savvy marketers, they market you back and they remind you. And if they're really savvy, they do this thing called retargeting. Did you ever notice that you'll go to a site and you'll see something and then you go to Facebook and even on Google and you just see it following you everywhere?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, wow, those people are really good marketers. They put their stuff everywhere and I'm just noticing it. No, they're retargeting you. They have a what's called a cookie on the page that you landed but didn't buy. And it remembers it and they follow you and they present their ad. That's a way you can set up an ad. They present that ad to you over and over again. And you're like, wow, these people must be really credible. I'm seeing them all over the place. Wow, they're advertising on Amazon. They're advertising on this site. They're advertising on that site. They must be really credible. And they must have a big budget. Maybe I should look at that. No, they're just paying Facebook to follow you around or paying Google AdWords to follow you around.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are advanced techniques. I haven't even started to do those. That's something I'm going to be putting into place this year to try to increase, you know, the reach and the influence. You just have to think about, really think about, I think to really get this started, which is why we did this last versus first, is go back to the training session on creating your program and think about what do you want to do? Do you want to do a small group mixed with private? Do you want to do just private? Do you want to do an educational group, you know, where you have seminars and then you have like we do for ERC and for all of our other programs? What is it that you want to do and map it out? And what's the transformation you want to take these people through? You know, yeah, you may want to help them to optimize their gene expression and clean up their detox pathways, but they're not buying that. Although I can talk to people about that because people in my audience I've already educated and many of them, that's what they do want, right? But a lot of them don't, right? So you have to be able to talk to people on their level and really think about what would be able to help these people in your demographic to make the transformation that you feel like is going to change their life and why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then once you have the program, then you reverse engineer this. Annette and I did the program. We laid out the program on our VIP day. That's when we laid out the program, right? And now she's reverse engineering from that program. What does she need to offer them to get them to say yes to that program?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I was talking to a lot of grandparents about their grandkids, and the conversation turned back around to their needs, not their grandkids' needs. Mm-hmm. So it makes me stop and think. I'm not really sure where to begin now when I start talking to people. I have to be open. I guess I have to be able to go whichever way they're, you know, needing. But it
exactly. You know,
and I don't know.
Selfish, testing the waters. Yes. And they want stuff for themselves, but you can also, the side benefit of them learning this is them being able to then transfer some of this knowledge and the skills to help their kids and their grandkids.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what they want is a long and healthy life for themselves, to be able to play with their grandchildren, to be able to go on vacations, to be able to see that. But they also need their kids to be around, to be able to do that, to fulfill that need. So there's always ways you can, you know, turn it right back around.
Yeah. I guess we have to experience that ourselves to see it in order to pass it on. Maybe that's what they're saying, you know. Well, yeah. I've lived this long and I had, you know, ice cream and whatever after school every day, and I don't see any risk for them. So I guess healing their health issues makes them see what's happening with their kids more and grandkids.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, this goes back to, you're trying to sell them a screwdriver and they're looking for a hammer.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you got to sell them a hammer, even though you think that they also need the screwdriver.
Right.
Good.
Yes, that's it.
Fantastic. Mahela. Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi. So what ideas are you getting?
Well, not too sure, but I ventured out and I tried to do a Facebook webinar, which, considering that I'm not a public speaker, I think it went well, but I didn't sell anything. So, but I just felt like it's good practice. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the not selling was because I'm missing all this. I mean, I'm sure that's what it was.
Probably something was missing. What did you try to sell?
A detox program.
Okay. And how many people did you have on the?
Like 12 or so. Okay.
And what was the price point of the detox program?
It was high. It was like $350, but just the program, just to buy the, like if they were to go to the website and buy just the detox product,
yeah,
it was like $250. So yeah. I was not making some extraordinary amounts of money myself.
It's just, I think from a Facebook, were they all people you knew that were there?
Yeah.
They were? Yeah. I would look back at the way you approached it and look at restructuring what you did to fit this format. And maybe instead of getting them, you know, trying to get them to buy the full bone detox with all the supplements, to just sell them, if there's a way you can sell them a mini, like 3-day challenge, 5-day challenge, mm-hmm. that then they can experience and then they're willing to do the next steps.
Okay.
Like what we're doing right now, I don't know if you've been watching, but I'm doing this 5-day keto challenge. Started to
up for it, so
we've got almost 5,000 people signed up for it.
Wow.
Okay. And last night I got on and I did and there were tons of people on it. Now I'm not going to do this and say, hey, buy this, buy that, buy the other thing. What I'm doing is I'm getting them to see some changes. I'm getting to see how complicated it is. It's not just about, you know, eating less carbs and more fat. It's about metabolic imbalances.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to invite them, like once the thing's over, I'm going to invite them to come to an actual webinar where I'm going to do this kind of a presentation exactly following this format to offer them, you know, what really are some of the other things and why there's no one size fits all and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That'll be one of my data points. You know, you can't apply the one size fits all. And then make them an offer for actually $1,000 program. So it's not, but I'm not going to do that on Facebook. I'm going to do that once I get them to move over. And I'll see. I mean, even if a handful of people buy it, that's really nice. And out of 5,000, there's probably going to be a bunch that are going to buy it. But then I'm going to go back and I'm going to offer a downsell for $97. Oh, you know you really wanted this. Budget's tight. Not the right time. Here's a way to get started. For less. So this is it's a more advanced strategy with all those levels. But the point is, if I were to go on with this group, this 5,000 of them, and say, hey, you want to buy my detox program for $397, it's not going to go over real big.
Yeah.
Right? Because they haven't, you know, created that reason. And for you, if it's your first time, structure it this way, and you're more likely to get people to go, wow, I do need a detox. Right. You don't want to sell it. You don't want the webinar to be come and learn how to detox.
Right.
You want the webinar to be come and learn how to overcome these debilitating symptoms that you're having.
So now I signed up at the library. So in fact, Wednesday I have a lecture. So I signed up for 3 lectures on liver, and I named it Liver, Your Best Friend, Take Care of It. And so basically I'm just going to explain, you know, we live in a toxic world. There's toxins everywhere. Go over that, kind of open their eyes over that. And then explaining what the liver does, the function of the liver. And then I just go over, I'm not allowed to sell absolutely anything. I asked them if I'm even allowed to give my business card. And they were like, okay, but you're not allowed to mention it there. So they said I can have it on the table, but like I can't even. So then I just made it very just educational. Also just with the purpose of me getting used to speaking in front of people. I can't, it's it's a learning curve for me. And
I think you're doing well. I've seen some of your videos, by the way.
Yeah,
I've seen them, and I was trying to reply on one of them, and it was on my phone, and it disappeared, so I couldn't to say, wow, this was really good. So, yeah. But here's the thing, Mihaela. Yes, it's practice, and you want to get a signature talk that you do wherever. And I'm going to give you an example of someone who did it, wasn't allowed to sell, but he sold tens of thousands of dollars after the fact. Because what he did was he created this desire. He taught about how important it was to speak on stages and how there's different ways to do it. And he went through how he does it and all the people he helped with this. And at the end, he just left us hanging. We're all like, how do we get this? How do we get you to do it for us like you did for those other people? And we're all sitting there, and everybody went up to him like, do you have a program or something? I mean, he didn't even mention his website at the end. It was just, we all went up to him like, how do we learn how to do this in more depth? I this is a great start, but there's so much to this and I want to learn more. How do we do it? Oh, well, you know, let me talk to you about, you know, or here's my card, or give me your number. I'll call you and we'll talk about this. Right? Because if you're not allowed to talk about it there.
Yeah.
You get their contact information. Don't give them yours. You get theirs. Right? But you want to create such a compelling talk that they're going, whoa, I want to know more. And, you know, liver, take care of it. That's a geeky title for us geeks. However, what if you were to title it something about the roles the liver plays in that most people don't know about, you know, that create a healthy, vibrant, or something like that, where you build in the problems associated with having a bad liver.
Okay.
Right. And if this is an audience where it is more of that target audience, you know, the premenopausal women, right? The little known strategies for supporting your liver to keep your menstrual cycles healthy and happy, or keep you from having headaches, whatever. Think about it. What is it that you're teaching, and why do they want to detox?
So I did a Facebook ad with it. And in that ad, actually, I did say that a healthy liver will prevent headaches and acne and tiredness. So I ran actually 5 ads so far to different people, like different characteristics, basically. Mm-hmm. And 2 of them did pretty well. And I got in 1 week, I think 20 people said that they are interested. So now whether they'll show up, we don't know. We'll right. see.
But you have their names and email addresses, and you can follow up with them.
Yeah, I only have their Facebook thing. I don't, because it's on Facebook.
Right. Okay. So here's a trick on Facebook.
Okay.
You don't have them say yes to a Facebook thing. You offer them a PDF download of the, 5 ways that you can support your liver and that would help with headaches, skin problems, blah, 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 blah. Or that could, support healthy skin. You can't really say certain things on Facebook, but something that they get to download. Then you get their name and email address.
Okay.
Right. With the Facebook, you can retarget them as long as you did it right. And you put the little Facebook tracking, which you have to, I think. You put the Facebook tracking pixel on. But I would definitely send them to a page on your site where they get to download this amazing PDF guide.
So do that in the ad itself. And
rather than sending them to the event, I would send them to a guide. And then the guide, when they get the guide on the thank you page, it says, hey, by the way, join me on such and such a date. We're going to be doing this live presentation to take you through these strategies that I'm giving you in this PDF and give you really actionable steps that you can take to put this in practice.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to be going back through. I just did a Facebook class, so I'm going to be going through and really restructuring my notes and summarizing my notes so that then I can share. And we'll do one of these trainings on Facebook ads, but also the strategies in the Facebook ads that can, you can use on your blog, in your, you know, wherever you want to do, but this particular way to present. And he basically talked about like four different types of free gifts that you can get to get somebody to opt in, and, you know, how complicated they are and how desirable they are. And the most desirable is going to be a quick, you know, 1 to 3 page checklist PDF download that they get instant information. A webinar is harder to consume. People like it, but you know, the show up rate isn't that great. And it's a lot of your time. And it's like a lot of your time to commit to somebody you hardly know. Like, it's like saying on the first date, hey, you know, let's go have kids together.
Yeah.
Right. You jump in too quickly. So you ease them in. They get to see this amazing thing, and it has a bio of you at the back. And there's a very specific way to structure those, which I'll share with you guys. And excuse me, I need some water. And then, you know, an ebook, a 30-page ebook, no longer desirable anymore. You want them to consume what you give them quickly, so they want more. And you want to create anticipation for more, and that's where you can offer the in-depth training.
So do you think it would be bad if I do make this PDF and text to people that said they're interested and send it to them?
You have to create an opt-in for it.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, and absolutely. You can say, hey, I'm so glad that you signed up for this thing in preparation. Here, go to my site. Here's how you can get it, and I'll send it to you by email, you know, or something like that. I'll email you this.
Okay.
Yeah. We always want to capture people's names, but, you know, we want to do it in a way that we're shaking hands and we're saying nice to meet you, and we're saying I'm a safe person, I'm not a serial killer, I'm not a pedophile, you know, I know my stuff, and here's some stuff, I'm just giving it to you. I'm generous, and I'm smart. I'm generous, I'm smart, I'm credible. And they go, wow, she just gave me some tips that, right? You might do something related to lab testing, Lisa, right? The five most commonly, I did an amazing webinar on that everybody loved. The five most commonly looked, overlooked lab tests that are leading you to stay tired and brain fogged. And I talked about what are those five top lab tests, right? It got them to want to run the tests no more. They say, these are just five. These are the ones I find most. There are others, but we're going to just focus on five of them tonight, or three of them tonight, or whatever. I think I broke the rule about threes and I did fives because I just can't. I can't not give too much. And that's one of my, that's the downside, right? If you give too much, they go, oh, I'll just do what she said tonight. I have plenty of stuff to keep me busy for the next 3 months. I used to do that in strategy sessions. And they'd go, oh, well, thank you. No, I don't need to work with you. I just have so much to do now. It's going to take me 3 months to do this stuff. And that's what I use now if I have an enrollment conversation and I really don't want to work with the person. I go, oh, this person's going to be, I'll just say, oh, and here's what you could do. You could do this and this and this and this and this. And then after you've done all that, give me a call back and we'll see if there's anything more. And they go, oh, thank you. Bye. I don't have to say, no, I don't want to work with you. I just overwhelm them. But that was my strategy before I learned how to do it better. So that's why I wasn't converting people in my strategy sessions. Does that make sense? We're all kind of geeky, especially Lisa and Mihaela. you know, and you guys can, and me, and we have so much knowledge there that we could just easily overwhelm people. And we want to learn how to underwhelm people and create a hunger for more. Make sense?
Yeah. So one more question. So this PDF will be a click funnel. So now I have somebody that does them for me. I'll just have to give her the content. So how I get, well, I guess maybe I'm not techie enough. So I do the click funnel on Facebook. That
you put the link to the click funnel on Facebook, because click funnel will give you a link.
Got it.
And you can give it to anybody. You can put it in, you know, graffiti in the subway station if you wanted to. www.mypdf.com and for a good night's whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can put that anywhere, and that's the beauty of it. You know, on Facebook, you can put it in a blog post. You write, then you have this opt-in thing that leads to a live event or a recorded live event, and you put it everywhere. You write a blog post that's related, and you put the link to that. Like we were talking about that before with the menstrual stuff, and you were creating that. I don't know if you ever did that or changed gears with that.
Created, but it's only on my website. So yeah, I need to.
Yeah, but if it's a link, if it's a place they can go and sign up, you just get a link to that page, or have your person, the ClickFunnels, just recreate it. Literally use ClickFunnels. Yeah, it's expensive to pay them every month, but holy cow! I mean, the time you save in labor is ridiculous. If you tell me I need to have, I mean, I could actually do it during one of our calls if you wanted to. Like, I could just get up there and create an opt-in page, a thank you, hook it up to Infusionsoft in less than an hour. Real quick and easy. That's why I have literally dozens and dozens and dozens of free gifts.
So, yeah, so going back to what webinar I wanted.
You suddenly got really faint, so it's hard to hear you. Anybody?
Let's see, maybe. I don't know.
There you are. You may have gotten too far back. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly what webinar, but I guess anything goes. Because if I did mention being tired. I did mention acne. I mentioned a weight, how you cannot lose weight if the liver is all. So from there, I can point them to any webinar, really.
Well, here's the thing, though. Do you want to lead with liver, or do you want to lead with the symptoms, and then you unveil that the reason for all these symptoms that comes together is the liver?
So in the title, I have the symptoms, but now that I think, and I made a note, my slides are all about the liver, so I need to go put in back the symptoms and lead with that.
So. This thing, the data points. So what are data points that are going to present to people that, oh, you have a liver problem? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Menstrual stuff, the CYPs, the liver, right? The headaches, this is why the liver can't get rid of the toxins, the liver. I personally wouldn't name the liver in the subject line unless I know that this audience is like a geeky audience that wants to hear about the liver. They want to hear how you're going to solve their problems. The three most commonly overlooked situations, problems, whatever, that lead to acne, headaches, and menstrual irregularities. And they're like, how are those three related? Right? It creates curiosity. Like, how the heck? Those are three completely different things. There's one, you know, or there's three things. There's something that ties it together. Top three strategies for handling the underlying cause of acne, headaches, and menstrual disorders. So something like that. You can play with it and we can wordsmith it. But I don't know that you'd want to lead with the liver. Unless it's like this hot thing in the news. Like I led with keto. Keto is a particular diet. Well, everybody's talking about keto. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon, right? Yeah.
It's interesting, though, that the Facebook ads are very so limiting because so I had in the title, as I said, it says a healthy liver prevents acne and this. And
oh, that's the kid won't let you do that, will they?
Actually, they allow me to do that.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, so the first ad that I tried to launch had, do you suffer with acne? And I had all those. And then the answer down there is like a healthy liver prevents this.
Yes.
So it was declined. They didn't let me put it. They
said yeah, because you're making them wrong for having these problems or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So then what I did, I took off the do you suffer with this line. I took it out and I just left a healthy liver prevents this. And they let it
That's
go.
That's good.
So I was like, how is that different?
It's like, well, yeah, they're crazy and wacky, and you just have to play by their rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Anybody else? Lisa? Annette? Did you have anything more you wanted to ask or say?
I put it in the chat to Mihaela. I asked if she was going to record those so that she could, you know, use them for content later.
And so, Facebook will record them automatically.
I was talking about her library talks.
Oh, her library talks, yeah.
So I'm not sure if they let me, but if they do, I guess I will.
Um, you can always adjust
the audio on your phone.
And you just do the audio recorder and you just go play and you just sit it on your desk. I've done it and it works really, really well.
Okay.
Right. And you can always, if you really liked how it went, you can get it transcribed cheaply via Temi, temi.com.
Okay.
It's like 10 cents a minute. And then you can use that to formulate your script. So what I did for this one webinar I did back in April, I only did it once. We did pretty well with it. I'm trying to optimize it. I had a Temi transcript made. And then I took the different pieces and I put it on the part of the PowerPoint where it says notes. And then I played with it and wordsmithed it. So the next time I do it, I could glance at my script and I can really optimize it. Because, you know, when you're in the moment, you sometimes say goofy things or, you know, trip over your words or whatever. But if you actually have it mapped out like that, it can work really well.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, thank you for that. That's a good idea. Lisa, anything? Janet, before we turn this off, was this helpful?
Yep. Yeah, very helpful.
Good. Annette, you're in the process of it, so.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
I know, and I came up with a handout, lab tests for type 1s that I look at and why. You know, my top three or top five or whatever.
Yeah, I would say the top, and they're usually not ones that the doctors are looking at, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So use that phrase.
Yeah.
Most overlooked. Many doctors miss, most endocrinologists miss, your doctor may not have told you about. People love that one. Top okay. three lab tests your doctor may not have told you about that can protect your kid from going in a coma like mine did.
Okay.
Doctor would say things like, oh, well, your blood sugar is 50, not a problem for now, but you're going to have diabetes sometimes in the future, and the kid is 19. And the mother agrees with the doctor. I'm like,
yeah, of course. There's so much of that. It's just very sad. And it just every time I hear it, I get more incensed by it, right? Oh, yeah, your cholesterol's 250, no big deal. Your homocysteine's 10, it's on the border. You know, you have all these genetics, like nitric oxide imbalances, but they don't look at that. You know, we need an advanced lipid panel and we need to get you to work on this like now.
Yeah.
Not after you've had your first heart attack. My mom didn't survive her first heart attack. Nobody looked at that stuff. And when I look at my genes, it's not really the heart that we have the issues with. It's the blood sugar. You know, we have a few little things here and there, but we don't have any of those really bad cardiac ones, but we have really bad blood sugar ones. So I think she was in that blood sugar crap and nobody looked at her A1C. Who knows where it was? Nobody looked at her insulin. Nobody really, I don't know what her fasting was because back then they were allowing higher levels. Oh yeah, it's 115. No big deal. You're not diabetic because her mother was diabetic type 2. So I think that's what, you know, where we shine, right? Is to help people to prevent that kind of stuff from happening. Yeah. Yeah. But it's getting them to listen, right? And they're not always going to listen by the geeky science stuff that we want to put out there. Make sense? Okay. Well, thank you guys. You know, I really want to get out there with you guys. I want this stuff out there. And the more you do this and the more you play with it, it's natural for me now. There's still a lot of it that's not that I'm still working on, but it's over time. Like you said, Janet said, little by little, right? The stuff that used to be like Greek to me, it's now making sense to you. And that's what happened.
Can you send me the webinar that you said, the 5 most commonly overlooked lab tests? I just like to get some inspiration. Yeah. I feel like I need to do a webinar.
Yeah. Yeah, you present well. When you presented on one of the live streams, people really, they're like, wow, she's so impressive. Right. So if you can impress people with this. Yeah, it was 2 years ago and I can send it. I'll just go into my ClickFunnels as soon as I get out and I'll just send you the link to it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.